Good morning. It's August 31st, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
First, a look at where markets stand. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, and the NASDAQ fell 0.6%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 4.67%, up 1 basis point. The euro is at 1.1605. Bitcoin is around 78,600. Now, today's stories.
This report covers Bristol-Myers Squibb's advancements with its drug, Camzyos, and its implications for investors. According to a recent report from Simply Wall Street, Bristol-Myers Squibb has a market capitalization of about $136 billion and focuses on treatments for major diseases, including cardiovascular conditions. Recent positive data from long-term studies on Camzyos supports its position as a standard treatment for a specific heart condition. This strengthens the company's outlook as it navigates patent pressures on older drugs. Investors should monitor how Camzyos performs in real-world settings as physicians evaluate the new data. Upcoming cardiology conference updates could further clarify its safety and efficacy. This information is crucial for those considering investment in Bristol-Myers Squibb, particularly as the company seeks to sustain revenue and manage risks in its product portfolio.
Apple's CEO Tim Cook is stepping down, with John Ternus taking over the role. Based on findings published by Yahoo Finance, Cook will remain as executive chair and continue to support the company.
Under Cook's leadership, Apple saw its market value soar from about $350 billion to over $4 trillion, a remarkable increase of 1,000%. Revenue jumped from $108 billion in 2011 to an expected $416 billion by 2025. The iPhone revenue alone rose significantly, from about $47 billion to around $210 billion. Ternus steps in during a critical period as Apple aims to enhance its artificial intelligence capabilities and is preparing to launch new products, including a foldable iPhone and smart glasses. This transition could impact Apple's innovation trajectory as it seeks to catch up with rivals in the AI space.
Major technology stocks are experiencing a resurgence, with Microsoft leading the charge. Citing Yahoo Finance's data, the S&P 500 technology sector has rebounded with a rise of about 6% this month, following previous losses. Notably, several software companies like Palantir Technologies, Workday, JFrog, and Shopify are nearing key buy points. The software segment is notably outperforming, indicating renewed investor interest in tech. This uptick may signal a turnaround for the sector, which had struggled recently. Investors should watch these developments closely, as they may impact decisions on technology investments moving forward.
This report covers Apple's recent price increases for its Apple TV streaming service and Apple One subscription bundle. US top news and analysis highlights that Apple has raised the monthly price of Apple TV to $14.99, up from $12.99. This makes the annual subscription $119, compared to $99 previously. Interestingly, the price hike aligns Apple TV more closely with its competitors in the streaming market. When Apple TV launched in 2019, it was priced at just $4.99, significantly lower than most rival services. Since then, Apple has expanded its content library considerably, adding popular titles like F1 and the fourth season of Ted Lasso. This adjustment follows a similar increase in July, when Apple raised the price of Apple Music by $1 due to rising licensing costs. In its third quarter, Apple reported services revenue of $30.7 billion, reflecting a growth of 12%. However, the gross margin for this segment saw a slight decline, attributed to changes in product mix and foreign exchange challenges. The focus on services has been a strategic priority during the tenure of Tim Cook, who is set to step down as Chief Executive Officer on September 1st. As Apple continues to evolve its offerings, it will be interesting to see how these price adjustments impact subscriber growth and overall revenue in the highly competitive streaming landscape.
OneOK is set to acquire Brazos Midstream's natural gas assets for about $4.4 billion. A recent update from Yahoo Finance indicates that the deal targets the Permian Midland Basin and is expected to close in the fourth quarter of 2026, pending regulatory approvals. ONEOK plans to finance the acquisition with a $9 billion non-voting minority equity investment from Apollo. The company will use $5 billion from this investment to pay down existing debt, aiming for a leverage ratio of around 3.2 times debt to EBITDA by 2027. The deal includes around 700 miles of gathering infrastructure and a processing capacity of 1.2 billion cubic feet per day. This acquisition is expected to immediately enhance ONEOK's earnings and free cash flow per share, while positioning the company for growth in a key energy market. The transaction has been unanimously approved by ONEOK's board and reflects its strategy to expand its integrated energy infrastructure.
Aon is set to acquire USI Insurance Services in a $17 billion deal. According to Stock Market News's latest report, this transaction highlights the trend of large buyouts in the insurance brokerage industry. Companies are increasingly willing to invest heavily to enhance their market position and competitiveness. USI, founded in 1994, offers a range of services including property and casualty insurance, employee benefits, and retirement services. The deal is anticipated to close in the fourth quarter of 2026. This acquisition reflects the growing consolidation within the sector as firms seek to adapt to changing market dynamics. Investors may see this as a sign of confidence in the industry's future growth potential.
This report covers Cisco Systems' recent earnings performance and outlook. Data shared by Ad Hoc News suggests that Cisco Systems stock is trading around $110 after reporting strong revenue growth and an earnings per share beat. In its latest quarter, Cisco delivered revenue of about $17 billion, exceeding expectations by over $400 million, with earnings per share at $1.22, beating estimates by 5 cents. The company also raised guidance for fiscal 2027, projecting earnings per share between $5 and $5.10. Analysts are optimistic, with a consensus price target of about $129, signaling potential upside of nearly 18% from current levels. Cisco's solid earnings reflect strong demand in its core networking and security markets, positioning the company favorably in a competitive tech landscape. Additionally, Cisco announced a quarterly dividend of about 42 cents per share, offering a yield of around 1.5%. This combination of growth and income makes Cisco an appealing option for investors looking at technology stocks.
Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh's hawkish speech at the Jackson Hole meeting has raised market expectations for a rate hike next month. Data shared by U.S. Top News and Analysis suggests that traders now see a 60% chance of a quarter point increase in September, up from about 56% on Friday. Gold prices fell and Asian stocks declined in reaction. Deutsche Bank noted that Warsh's address emphasized inflation risks and the need for price stability, indicating potential policy tightening. Meanwhile, Nomura pointed out Warsh's remarks suggest a strong sensitivity to upcoming inflation data. However, some analysts, like Matthew J. Maley, question the empirical basis for a rate hike, arguing that the labor market remains weak. Warsh's commitment to the 2% inflation target is seen as an effort to maintain the Federal Reserve's credibility. His stance could strengthen the dollar and reverse part of the recent gains in gold, which rose significantly in August.
This report discusses the strong performance and outlook of Paycom Software stock following its recent earnings announcement. Fresh reporting from adhocnews.de reveals that Paycom Software shares are holding steady above $238, buoyed by solid second quarter results and optimistic full year guidance. In the latest earnings cycle, Paycom reported earnings per share that were significantly better than analysts had expected, indicating stronger profitability. The company also exceeded revenue expectations, suggesting that demand for its human resources and payroll solutions remains robust among mid-sized and large enterprises. the reported revenue of $531 million for the second quarter surpassed forecasts, highlighting the effectiveness of its cloud-based platform. Looking ahead, Paycom has set ambitious revenue guidance for the full year, estimating between $2.197 million and $2.212 million. This suggests the company is anticipating continued double-digit growth, which reflects management's confidence in its trajectory. They also forecast adjusted earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization to be between $1.007 million and $1.022 million, underscoring a healthy margin profile. Investors have reacted positively to these developments, with a notable upgrade to a buy rating from analysts, reflecting a more favorable risk-reward profile. However, the stock is currently trading above the average price target set by analysts, suggesting that the market may already be pricing in this optimistic outlook. Paycom's focus on automation within its platform is aimed at enhancing operational efficiency and reducing errors in payroll processing, which could lead to even greater client adoption and satisfaction. As the company continues to innovate and expand its offerings, the balance between growth and profitability will be essential for maintaining investor confidence. Overall, Paycom Software's recent performance and future guidance position it well within the competitive landscape of human capital management solutions, and how it executes on these fronts will be key to its stock performance moving forward.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.